Hi everyone, my name is Antonia Marr. I'm one of the co-hosts of Scaling Intelligence, and we're tuning in today live from SC25 to talk about a big announcement, especially for the European folks. And I'm actually joined by the team that is behind this innovation that is happening in Europe right now, and that got announced today. And thank you all for being here today. And yeah, I would like to start with the basics. So, with the name, like, how did you come up with the name of this announcement that got out today? And I will put it over to you.
So we can start. So thank you very much for this interview. So Alice Rocock, it's a pioneering woman who have been very active in the 60s in the field of artificial intelligence, in the field of multi-threading, multitasking. She also created a bit later a specific agency regarding the right in computer science, etc. But in this time, a lot of women has been discarded. So she's a hidden figure, Alice Rocock. So with this machine, we wanted to give her credit for what she did in France for artificial intelligence, multitasking, etc. So that's why we decided to give the name Alice Rocock to the machine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, and if I may, Alice Rocock is really the name of a woman we wanted to emphasize. Yeah. And at CEA, mainly, we've got a lot of program for women in HPC, and we'll have a dedicated special day, the 9th of December, for how to increase the number of women in HPC. So this is a really, really important subject for us. Yeah.
Great, thank you for your answer. If we now look at the system is branded as an AI factory, not just a supercomputer. But what does that actually mean in functional terms? So how is an AI factory different from a traditional HPC machine?
So if you see the logo of Alice Rocock, you will see that it's written beyond HPC. In fact, it's an exascale system with already a post-exascale services coming back in this convergence between HPC, AI, and quantum. Mm-hmm. So if we talk about AI Factory, we are just launched a project called AI Factory France, like the 18 others in Europe. And yes, we are betting on the fact that on a HPC supercomputer, we can accommodate both HPC and AI workloads. So this is the bet on the convergence. So not having different systems, isolated systems, but much more having a system in which we can welcome HPC and AI communities working together, especially in the field of AI for science. Mm-hmm. This is the bet we are doing with Alice Rocock.
Thank you, Stefan. Do you want to add anything, Nicolas?
On this subject, one thing important is the efficiency of the system. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we've got a very good partnership with Eviden, a long-standing collaboration on these topics. We've been co-designing, doing some research and development together to have very optimized mm-hmm. computing racks, optimize every stack of the software. And luckily, with AMD, we will have access to a very efficient GPU, mm-hmm. the MI430, that will give us the capacity to sustain one exaflop with a very limited amount of energy. And this is very important. But also in the team, we've got people here that are experts in software optimization. And being green is also to be able to have the most efficient software, scientific software, running on the system.
That's great, thank you. And I think it's a really important topic because, I mean, on the one hand, sustainability is about making the world greener, but on the other hand, it's also about saving money. And at some point, you're going to hit a hard constraint if there's no more energy left to spend, you know, and also no more money left to spend. So I think it's really important that to keep this in mind when building up these next massive systems. And another really important topic, especially in Europe, are our SMEs. And that we give access to them and that we keep the SMEs actually here and not lose them to the US, for example, which is the case for a lot of the SMEs at the moment. And when we look at the user communities now, so startups, SMEs, researchers, industry, how will the system change the way people actually access and use compute in Europe compared to the old allocation models?
So I will start and then I will complete on a specific program that CA. But regarding GenC, our facilities since the creation of GenC are open to researchers from academia and industry for open research. Mm-hmm. So that means to publish result at the end of the grant allocation. And if we talk, for example, about AI, last year, for example, we granted 1,400 research projects in AI. Mm-hmm. So the machines we have in France are one of the most sought in Europe. And on this 1,400, among 20% are coming from industry, mm-hmm. especially startups in AI. So a lot of startups coming from a lot of different fields, and also large companies. So I will take the example of Valeo. Valeo, it's a very big car company, and they are doing autonomous car driving. So they did almost 30 projects in this field using our facility. So what Alice Rocock is going to do is to really amplify this use by industry, and also something as important is a transfer between research and industry, which is very important here.
Yeah, no, and also in the AI factory project that we've got several verticals trying to do this transfer. And I would say that at TGCC means a very large computing center of CEA, we were used to have some industrial users. We've got a very dedicated model called CCRT, Computing Center for Research and Technology, where we've got currently 20 industrial partners, big ones, more than 1,500 users. Sharing a multi-peta scale supercomputer, and this is quite a huge and big success story since more than 20 years. So we are used to help industry achieve and make a very good usage of HPC systems, and more and more AI.
Yeah, no, finish your sentence.
And more AI systems also.
Yes, and now for anyone listening who wants to apply, like, how do they actually access the system? Like, is there maybe a path that you could point them towards?
In fact, with AI, we start to shape very specific access mode. And in fact, this access mode were so successful that we decided to put them also for HPC. So in fact, we have two tracks. One is called, it's a fast track in which after a few clicks and few days, you can access to a first allocation. This allows you to discuss with people from CA to start to port your application, to launch first simulation, to produce also. And then twice a year, we have also calls for bigger allocation in which you can access to millions of GPU hours. But this idea of having the fast track allowing you to rapidly engage with the user, with the company, and then having this big allocation is something which is really working nice. It's so working well that now a lot of countries in Europe adopted this model and use this model of fast track plus regular access. And it's a way for us really to attract companies. It's true that, yes, we have a lot of meetings with startups. If I say to the startup, you need to wait 6 months, then we go to the hyperscaler.
Yeah.
So
yes.
For me, the goal is really to be efficient and to attract for research purposes the startup in our facilities and then to continue with them.
Exactly. I agree with you. You want to add anything?
No, maybe we should say that once these startup SMEs will become huge companies, they can go to CCRT.
Yeah. In fact, we have a very interesting complementary model, mm-hmm. in which these big companies, when they want to engage in the big duration, 3 years, 4 years, they can benefit from another specific access provided by CA, in which they can do research, open research, but also confidential research, we cannot do with agency facilities. So we think that we have a very good partnership in order to be very successful in Europe for attracting industry.
Thank you. I would now like to talk a bit about capabilities. I think there are probably also people listening that can't really grasp what exascale actually means, and maybe you can explain to those people what the system can accomplish that current system simply cannot, and maybe also give examples of like areas where breakthroughs might occur in the like with the help of the system, like climate, materials, healthcare, etc.
I will start more generally, and I think we'll ask to Adrien perhaps if we want to give some word about a specific domain. But in our facilities, we are addressing the need of various domains, from climate to biology, health, design of new materials, cosmology. And we know that at the petascale era, there are things we cannot do. We cannot model a full plane with all the physics. We cannot model. We cannot simulate a climate model at 1 kilometer scale around the full globe. We cannot train a trillion parameter model. So the goal to go to exascale mm-hmm. is really to try to give at least these computing facilities to the researchers. And yes, he was telling about the vertical we are supporting in the AI factory. We really want to accelerate the adoption of AI in many verticals. And we really want to make this machine as useful for new breakthrough in science and innovation. But perhaps, Adrien, you want to say something about
just before, you have to understand that this is a tool. A new tool, a more precise one that enters in your lab, I should say. And with this new exceptional instrument, you will do better physics, more precise, more simulations. We will be able to tackle new insights, in fact.
And I will just complement also, because exascale and post-exascale means also new services. So we have some ideas also to, for example, to use this machine for ingesting data coming from large-scale instruments. So we can talk about SCA or about CERN. The idea will be here not to store data, but to ingest and infer on the flight data coming. So we're not going to do that on the first day, but this is the vision we would like to convey. To use this machine for doing new services. And same apply, we talk about quantum computing. This machine will be the first exascale system to have quantum accelerators. Of course, we need to stay humble. We are starting the quantum journey now, but we think that before the end of the decade, some use cases in quantum chemistry and optimization could benefit from a quantum acceleration. So this is a kind of new services, post-exascale services we are going to bring into the Alice Rocock vision here. Sorry, go ahead. If you want to say something, Adrien, about specific use case.
Okay, I can give a specific example on CFD, so computational fluid dynamics.
Great.
Right at the moment, if we want to completely simulate the behavior of fluid, we have to use huge meshes. And at the moment, we are limited by the compute capacity of the current computers. And with this kind of technology, we will be able to fully resolve those scales and to have access to effects which are very difficult otherwise to compute. Those are used then to make a reference for the future computations where you try to be obviously less computational intensive, but you need those first computations to establish the model and to calibrate the model.
I've got another question that just comes to my mind regarding SMEs and startups again. That probably will interest people. How big does a company have to be to actually apply to get access?
It could be any size, any size from 1 to 1,000. We don't care. On the size.
Because it could be intimidating to some companies, you know, and it's great for them to hear that anyone is welcome.
In our side, for the moment, there are some French facilities before Alice Rocock. The company need to be a French or a European company having research in France. This is the only criteria we're applying. After that, we don't care about the size. It's open to everyone.
Great. And you offer not only compute, but also expertise, probably, right?
Yes, it's a good question. For me, expertise is as important as GPUs or CPUs, and this is the strength of the computing center we have. So around the machine, you have very often a team of 10, 15, 20 people. These guys, I'm watching them, are responsible for welcoming the users on the computing center, installing the software, helping them to scale their application on the machine, debugging applications, training, and everything is included and free of charge. And this is very important. We are not going to have the same machine as private companies, but the plus we are providing as a research infrastructure is the expertise and the support.
Yes, and luckily at CEA we are quite a huge research organization, and we've got dedicated teams, labs working on several topics, such as Adrien, for example, and we can connect researchers from one team, one other SME to people from our teams on everywhere at CEA and make links and make progress science together. And that's a very important thing.
Yes.
And we should say also that the partnership with AMD will help develop some kind of center of excellence and will make the users adopt and be onboarded on this new exascale system, Alice Rocock.
That That's great, thank you. I completely agree with you. And if we look at the broader picture now, Europe has two access sky systems now, Jupiter in Germany, and let's work out with you now. And both with different architectures, both tied to sovereignty, like to a sovereignty agenda. And what would you say does this announcement signal to the world about Europe's ambition in HPC and AI and also quantum?
It was on the agenda of many countries, including France and the European Commission, when they decided to create EuroHPC. They wanted to have a sovereign infrastructure. So the goal here is really to provide more sovereignty on specific components, sovereignty also on application, sovereignty on usages, sovereignty of on skills as well. So it's a full package we try to push here. And the announcements we did today, we are onboarding a lot of sovereign components. We can talk about the CPU from Cypher. So we are going to have a European processor like Jupiter. Also, yeah, there are some Cypher processor. We are going to have the infrastructure. So the Sequana XH3500. It's also the first deployment of this system. It's fully European. 73% of the components are done in made in France, in Europe. We are going to also the interconnect. So instead of using very known interconnects, Eviden is developing its own interconnect. So we are going to integrate the third version of this interconnect, co-developed with CA, by the way. So congratulations again. And also, we are going to provide also a lot of middleware. So middleware provided by Eviden, but also a lot of middleware provided by CA.
Thank you, Stefan. And I should say that UHPC doing this made a very courageous and a major step forward to European sovereignty. And we should applaud this because we will have a very unique exascale system with Alice Rocock made of what we can do at best in Europe.
It's interesting, if I may add, it's interesting because at the same time we were announcing Alice Rocock, there was in Berlin a meeting between all the different presidents of the European Commission and European Commission, and the French president Emmanuel Macron, as well as the German chancellor Friedrich Merz, did a joint announcement about reinforcing digital sovereignty in Europe. So this is clearly beyond the world, a proof we are giving today. We are back in sovereignty.
Yes,
and we are doing it and doing it well.
Yes, and I also think that's why those user groups like EuroHPC, but also our HPC and AI leadership organization are that important to give a voice to the people behind those breakthroughs and actually collaborate on the next breakthroughs, hopefully, you know. And since we have more of your team here, and I want everyone to say at least one sentence, I would like to know from every one of you, maybe one sentence on what this new system means for you, what it stands for, and what it means for Europe. If you can do that in one sentence, let's try.
I can start. It means a lot. It means 3 years of collaboration between us. It means 5 years of or 6 years of potential breakthrough for research and innovation. It means having back Europe in the game with Jupiter and Alice Rocock. It means also showing that public research infrastructure can bring a lot together with private infrastructure. So I really believe as a common good, I will protect and defend research infrastructure, and Alice Rocock is the perfect proof. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stefan. I would say that first it's a human journey, such a project. And Alice Rocock here is the first building blocks of European sovereignty, thanks to CEA HPC division having more than 20 years of co-design and R&D with Eviden. So this is very important. And for tomorrow, we'll have a very good and strong partnership with AMD, and we can pave the way for next good, very impressive success.
Great.
For me, there are two main aspects. So at CA, we have a long tradition of naming our machines according to female researchers, and I'm very happy that we move along this line. I think this is important signal towards women in STEM, in computer science. This is, really an important message for me. The second really important part is this machine is not a CA Gen C adventure, it's a French adventure. Mm-hmm. So we mentioned the support team earlier. So we made the choice in France to include other centers, so Sines and Idriss, our friends, in these support activities. So we really see it as a, if I may say, nationwide mm-hmm. adventure for making HPC relevant to our ecosystem, to our industry, to our SMEs, and to our big partners. And this is really what this is about. It's about all yes. of us working together in this machine.
And one more thing before you pass it on, I would also like you to state who you are and what you did in to contribute to the system, you know, so people actually know the people behind this announcement today.
So my name is Maike Gilio. I'm working at CA, part of the HPC division in CA. I'm a project manager contributing to our collaborative projects in general, and for the Alice Rocock project, I will be strongly supporting everything related for user support.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. So the question was what it means to us. To me, it means being part of a big project, something bigger than every one of us taken separately. So that's really the lesson that I keep in mind, is that together we can build some beautiful things, things that will last and things that will outperform what we had before. And I'm very happy to be part of this story. That's part of the reason I joined CA initially, not to mm-hmm. be on the Alice Rocock adventure, but it came along the way, and I'm very happy to be part of it. And I'm responsible for a software called Trust, the Trust platform, which is doing CFD, so computational mm-hmm. fluid dynamics. And we hope to be running very soon on an Alice Rocock and to be able to efficiently use all this compute power that we have. And I'm also responsible for all the coordination of the HPC activities in one of the departments of CA.
Great, that was Adrian, by the way. We will also put all
and
the names
Adrian
in
Bretton,
the information
sorry.
Box so you can look you. Them up. Okay, now Julien.
Hello, so I'm Julien Jaeger. I'm managing a team of software developers, helping basically the code developers doing what they need to do on the supercomputers. For me, this machine means it's an accomplishment and also an acknowledgement of all the great expertise that all the partners involved acquired during all the previous years, and that we can do great things together and achieve such
yes.
a machine, and hopefully all the marvelous science that we can do on this machine when it will be there.
Great. Xavier.
So I'm Xavier de la Ruelle. I am the HPC operations manager at CA, and for this project especially, I'm the technical coordinator at CA. For me, this project, it's pushing the limits in every area. We already mentioned on the collaboration part, building these systems with Gen C colleagues, Euro HPC colleagues, and then Eviden and AMD and Cyper. And also on other areas like the facility to be able to for the supercomputing center to be the nest of this upcoming exascale system. We put it now a facility which are at the state of the art and which is ready on time to be able to host this system. And also on the computing system side, we will put in place new ways to deliver the system software stack in close collaboration with the supplier to be able to provide the most stable and performant systems for the researchers.
Thank you so much. I also think it's a great moment for Europe. It's a great moment for Europe to have a shared vision again, to work on something together again. Because I mean, yeah, we are the European Union, but we're still different countries, different jurisdictions. But I think those sides are a huge opportunity to get even closer together. As I said, have a shared vision to quote unquote change the world somehow in some kind. Also when it comes to AI for science. And it's a huge moment for Europe. And hearing the story behind Alice Rocock, especially from the people building this incredible system is super valuable, and I'm really thankful that you took the time to talk to us today. And yeah, thank you.
One more thing. If you share this vision we are presenting to you, we have three computing centers and we are hiring people. So if you're interested to join us, if you are motivated, you are a man very motivated, don't hesitate to come to us, and we would like to share this journey together.
Yes, yeah. Please stay in Europe. Please stay in Europe. Don't leave us for the US. Great. Yes, we will also put the links in the info box below, also for our user group, which is Halo. So people can sign up for that, which is free. It's for end users only, no vendors. And yeah, thank you again.
Thank you for this opportunity.